kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. It's a program, of course, about making money and giving back. Let's see who we got on today's guest list. Well, we talk with Dean Bankson, research scientist with agribusiness and applied economics at North Dakota State University. He gives us an update on the Bakken oil fields and how the downturn has impacted the population projections and some of the revenue for the state. Plus, Mary Anderson, executive director from Able Incorporated, talks about the social services program Able Inc. and how it's assisting professionals with at-need children, allowing them to work more effectively. Plus, Monty Bessler with Fractionator Consulting, Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association, and Steve Hines, the owner of the Word Merchant out of Wisconsin. He retired about 8 years ago, and he found a post-retirement career with writing and advising with a number of industries. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association.
Private sector solution is innovation. And, you know, what we have done as a petroleum association that represents not only drillers and frackers, if you will, the guys completing the wells, but also midstream companies or refineries, is that even though the price of oil is down right now, we want to prevent bureaucrats from kicking the industry while it's down. We know that prices will rebound, and when they do, we are hopeful that we will still have a business environment and a regulatory environment that's conducive to new development. We want for people to look at Montana and say, you know what, it's worth my investment. Let's go and invest in wells and in Montana. You know, not every well produces. We still have some wildcat or exploratory drilling taking place outside of that Bakken area, outside of the Williston Basin. And that's what we want to encourage more of. And so we have continued to be very active. We've had a very active presence at the legislature. We appear before the Board of Oil and Gas, which is our quasi-judicial regulatory board over permitting and drilling and whatnot. So we have not slowed down, unfortunately. Even though our drilling has come to a near standstill, it has not stopped a number of attempts to make it either more difficult or more costly to do business in Montana. But the good news is, I think we have had a pretty good session and have been able to protect what works in Montana for oil and gas production.
Jessica Cena, Montana Petroleum Association. Obviously, energy jobs right now is the hottest topic. I just talked to a company down in Texas, and they're hiring 40 people down there. I talked to MBI Energy Services, located in Belfield and Dickinson in the Bakken area, and they've got
more jobs than the new. In fact, they have so many jobs that they're hiring right now. They were going and doing live events at gas stations, big C stores. They had a booth set up so they could basically interact with people. And in case that person isn't looking for a job, their friends and family might be looking for a job. So they're getting very creative in how to get the word out that they're hiring. Just talked to Entrek Crane and Heavy Machinery. You know, that's not an oil company, but obviously they're one of the service companies, and they're hiring like 50, 75 people, something like that. And you said One Oak just built that nice facility in Sydney, Montana with room to grow. I think you said 85 cubicles, something like that. Talk to me a little bit about the energy jobs happening. Are you seeing that the Montana companies are hiring too to kind of satisfy what is being projected for this next wave of the summer?
Well, perhaps I've had tunnel vision here being stuck in Helena. I mean, I went out to Sydney for the first time all year last week. And so, you know, I can't speak to that. I know Halliburton is hiring another 2,000 people. A lot of other companies are really hiring on, but I have not heard that yet from the Montana side. It is a little bit more costly to drill over here, to do business over here. We just don't have the same infrastructure. We don't have the same, you know, service providers and those other vendors that you have to utilize. So it is a bit more costly to do drilling out here. I imagine, you know, hopefully as the year progresses and things start picking up in North Dakota, perhaps they will also pick up on the Montana side. But as of right now, people are very cautious. They're still watching the budget. A lot of things have impacted the cost of doing business. Healthcare, for example, not something we talk about a lot. That became a service provider I know very well out of Plentywood. You know, that became their second largest expenditure within the company, 62% increase after the Affordable Care Act passed. Workers' compensation, also significantly higher in Montana. If you want to buy work comp insurance for your employees, it's a heck of a lot more expensive here. We're trying to deal with that. So there are costs that are different. Of course, we do have a production tax rate that is established. It was established in the 90s to incent drilling. Companies can come and get about an 18-month break to recoup expenses. They can drill a horizontally drilled well. They get 18 months at a reduced tax rate, less than 1%. So that is established to be an incentive for folks to come into the Montana side where, yes, it is a bit more expensive to drill. However, there is a discount on that production tax rate that they pay for the first year and a half. And so that's something that we hope will be attractive to other companies, and if they can come and drill, then hopefully they'll start hiring Montanans too. I mean, and it's a state that has, we're 49th in take-home income. The oil and gas industry is pretty important. You know, in 2015, the industry paid over $2 billion in wages. Now, they're paying more than two-thirds higher than the state average. So the more of those jobs that we can get back in Montana, the better. 62% of our state budget is comprised of individual income taxes and corporate income taxes. So, you know, you lose those high-paying jobs, obviously the budget's going to take a hit. It's not just the reduction in production taxes that they're getting, but it's the reduction of income taxes that they're getting too. And I don't know that people talk about that enough, but they certainly should.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
So Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.